Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities each week who are kind enough to share their success secrets with you so you can be your most happy, purposeful, successful person, too. And I'm your host, Deb Scott, certified professional coach and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside Down World Right Side Up. And we are going to do a lot of that today. First of all, I want to apologize to my guest and to you. I'm still getting over this cold, which half the country seems to be enduring. And so my voice is a little bit raspy, but the show goes on. And this is a guest that I have been waiting months to interview. And she is somebody that you've seen frequently on TV. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to speak with her personally. So if you're listening and you have a question online, just hit one for the host, and I can get you right through to Forbes so that you can speak to her. So let me tell you about our guest, Forbes Riley. So many of you know her from TV, and she is the National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee for 2010. Isn't that amazing? She's an award-winning TV host. She's an author. She's highly sought after as a spokesperson, motivational keynote speaker, and life coach to many celebrities and CEOs. She's been with them all. She has helped millions of people take positive action in their own lives by sharing her passion for her unshakable belief in the impact of a healthy lifestyle, which can make in your life. And she walks her talk daily. Forbes has gained international celebrity status due to her highly successful, globally broadcasted infomercials. You've seen her on Jacqueline Juicer, Living Wealth Health Master Blender, both of which have grossed into the hundreds of millions of dollars. Highly successful entrepreneur that she is. And she's also one of today's most accomplished entrepreneurs because she's been highlighted by Forbes magazine as a mega brand for her spin gym. And some of you may have questions to call in about that. Forbes has been featured in numerous shows such as Fox, The Doctors, the countless morning talk shows across the country. She has a regular presence on QVC for more than 15 years, and she's also on HSN, and she's been there for the last 6 years. She was crowned America's Fitness Innovator. She's passionate about finding unique ways for people to stay healthy in food and exercise. She has an eye and heart towards charity. She's a giving person, and she's been very active with Big Brothers and Big Sisters to Kids, Dress for Success, and that's just naming a few. Forbes, along with her husband Tom and their twins, can you imagine this woman looks like this after having twins, and they divide their time between Los Angeles and Tampa Bay, managing her business, raising family, and increasing the awareness across the country for health and fitness, and she's going to help us do that today. Welcome, Forbes Riley.
Oh, my God, I am loving your intro. That is the kind of thing everybody in the morning wants to wake up when somebody just tells you how wonderful they are.
You are wonderful. And, you know, this show is about having the best people. And I think the best people have a great quality. You know, they're willing to share their talents. They're excited about what they do. They share secrets. They want other people to succeed. They have integrity and enthusiasm. And you just resonate all of those things. And I'm just so grateful to have you on the show today. We're going to learn so much from you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's funny because you said something about walking the walk, and I'm back on HSN actually all day tomorrow. Your timing is phenomenal. I've got shows at 9 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon and the evening, and I was in the gym this morning seriously pumping it. The music was blasting, and it's funny because when I'm doing that, I notice all the men in the gym are looking going, why is that girl picking her leg up over her head and jumping around and doing that stuff? I'm like, because you need to really move it to groove. It's interesting, but that was my morning.
Oh, that's so great. And, you know, HSN, love HSN. You know, I had Colleen Lopez on the show in November.
Oh, we love Colleen. Isn't she just wonderful? And you know what? She's also done that interesting transition because I'm all about empowering women. That seems to be my mission lately. And she went from being a host to really owning her own line of products. And really, when you do that, when you cross that line and put yourself out there and your money and your time and your name, your life changes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, we see your face frequently on TV, and so we feel like we know you, and I'm so excited that you're going to be on HSN tomorrow, so I'll make sure that I put that in the chat room, and you can, you know, tell us about that again throughout the show so that we can watch you, because you have so many great products. But, you know, I don't think a lot of people know that you started out, you were the daughter of an inventor, you were Miss Teenage America in New York at the age of 16.
I'm going to go back because, you know what, and you really did your homework, and you're a wonderful host, and I love listening to you. But, you know, I'll give you some insight into who I am. And one of the things I think you learn when you get to a certain level and you meet people who are there and you really listen to them, or even if you're just lucky enough to listen to them, you know, through a seminar, you realize that everybody has a struggle, and most people are not given their success. They earned it. So for me, and most people do not know this unless they've met me or, you know, read my book, that I, at the age of 8, got hit in the face with a baseball bat quite by accident, and my nose was broken. And it kind of grew off to the left side of my face. And back then in the 60s, I don't know what my doctor was thinking, but they didn't do very much for it. And I ended up having this horrible hook, crooked nose. And I had horribly frizzy hair. We grew up on Long Island, and I'm ethnic, and it, you know, it was really kind of from the back, I look like a triangle. And I was a little overweight because we grew up in those days eating fried chicken and lots of salad dressing. And my, you know, God love my parents. They both smoked. Who knew? And then I had braces. I actually sucked my thumb as a kid and had these teeth that stuck out of the front of my face. And I had a tongue thruster, which is this little fork they stick in the back of your mouth, and who end up talking like this. So can you imagine this little deformed 8-year-old between the ages of like 8 and 16? I had braces for 8 years, a badly broken nose, little overweight, frizzy hair. And I was smart, so I spent all my time, and my sister will tell you this, I had no friends when I was young, just reading books and doing schoolwork. Because all I wanted to be was pretty. I was really a little obsessed with the movies and you know, people dancing in films, and I wanted to be a dancer, and it was all very confusing to me. And, you know, it's funny, because one day it got worse. Just when you think it can't get worse, my dad had a horrible accident, put his hand into a printing press. He was a printer, almost lost his hand, and spent 3 years in operations. By the time I was 15, my mom said, look, I know you're smart. We have no money for college. And it was a little devastating to me. So, and my dad's doctor looked at me and said, you know, we can fix your daughter's nose. She could breathe again. And it was quite interesting. So I went in, and I, at 15, they weren't actually doing nose jobs back then, but it was kind of a medical thing. Put my nose back on my face. The braces came off. I lost a little bit of weight. I couldn't stop smiling because I could finally see my teeth. And my mom says, you know, there's this competition, the Miss Teenage America competition. They're giving scholarships to college. You should enter. And I said, but mom, she said, I know. Don't worry. It's not a beauty contest. And I was like, okay. You had to take a written test, have a talent, and do an interview. And I could do all those things. And I remember thinking, wow, one of these girls in this room is going to end up on TV with Bob Hope. And sure enough, about 4 months later, that was me.
Oh.
And it was a miracle. I mean, I'm standing next to one of my TV idols getting to tap dance on television, and this miracle dream for this little girl actually came true. And that really was the first transition. And I've had a bunch of transitions in my life where you have to keep reinventing yourself. I'm 50 years old now. And I would say every decade, there's been some wonderful reinvention. And when I look at women especially, I mean, I'm not an expert on men, but I sure am a woman, so I kind of get that insight, that we have to keep growing and changing. You don't get to wear the same hairstyle you did when you were a teenager. You don't get to wear the same clothes. And you also don't get to be your mother and grow old and fat. There's a way to keep reinventing yourself and keep current with yourself, with your ambitions, and check in with yourself and really go, hey, what do I want to do now? And I love the fact that we're on for the new year, because to me that's always a time when I actually clean my closets. I look at it, I take inventory of myself. And you know what I advise? Do it on paper. Really write it down. Write down where you've been, where you want to go, what you want to achieve, because that becomes true. And I don't know, maybe you can speak to this, but I've had a knack for when I write it down and I speak it and I talk about these dreams, and some of my dreams are seriously crazy, and we'll get into how Spin Gym happened, but they come true because I focus on them. Have you experienced that?
Yes, and you know, I read so many studies. My background is actually in biology. I was a biology major, and I was in cardiac surgery for years, for 20 years. And I'm very science-driven, so I'm always reading studies. And the coaching part of it, I'm always reading studies. And you are so on target because people are so much more likely statistically to succeed by the simple action of writing it down. It's, you know, I don't want to say it's tea leaves and magical, but your brain really does connect with that. And it, you're constantly, subconsciously working on how can I achieve that goal once you see it on paper. And people really learn mostly 65% by what they see. And it is so important and it's so great because one of your success tips for all of us today is, yeah, have that dream and that vision, but write it down. And your personal story, I did not know that about, you know, that's a terrible thing what happened with the baseball bat, but that's a testimony for all of us to listen mm-hmm. to you and be inspired that, you know, those challenges and tribulations can be those celebrations. And we never know what bad thing we perceive in our life can be transformed in that stepping stone for us to be the best person we were created to be. And you did that. I mean, you didn't set out to make all these things happen. You were just trying to do the next right thing to be your best. But look at what you've done and look at how many people you've helped in the process. I mean, it's just so phenomenal. And we lack, I think, in society today, and I work with a lot of teens also, great mentors. And you are a great mentor for us because you really have that discipline and your idea of reinventing yourself every decade. I mean, I just turned 48, and believe me, it's like, wow, this is necessary to reinvent ourselves. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because it's so perfect for this time of year to think new, fresh ideas.
Well, I have a new program that I created, and it's called Redefinitions. Because one of the things is how you language to yourself, and if you listen to people, they don't speak well. They'll tell you reasons that they can't do something. You know, one of the things, and we'll talk about my invention, the Spin Gym, is an upper arm, basically, toning product, and I walk around everywhere with it. I do my own market research. I'll walk up to you, whether I'm at Starbucks or in an airplane, and I'll put it in your hands and make you do it. And invariably, women will say to me, oh, I can't, I'm so weak. And I look at them and say, you know, that is such a choice that you're making. And I get so sad about it. So Redefinitions is about taking words, simple little words. I mean, I start with the word diet. And what does the word diet mean to you, really simply?
Well, most of the time I think of diet, I think of denial.
Right, absolutely. It's a negative thing. Well, what if we took diet and changed it and made an acronym out of it? We just simply call it Decisions I Eat Today, D-I-E-T. And now I go, wow, decisions. Okay, because in order for me to have the body that I have, every single moment of every day I'm making decisions. And some of them you already know. It's not a big surprise when you go out to eat, the first thing they ask you is, do you want a drink? You could decide to have a glass of water. You don't have to have the wine or the beer or an appetite. That's what they want you to do, but I'm there to have my own thing. The next thing they do is they put a piece of bread on the table. They always do that. Well, you could decide to say, hey, you know what? Could you take that away? Because if it's there, I will eat it, and I will smother it with butter. But, hey, maybe I want some dessert. I don't want those carbs now. Take it away. The next thing you decide is, what's your entree going to be? Again, not a mystery. I love when people open a menu like they've never seen a menu before. You know, steer away from the pasta, look towards the great piece of fish, tell them that you don't want potatoes, look at how much rice, then look at the portion they give you, make these decisions. I must make 1,000 decisions every meal. Well, change my whole life. So that's the first thing. And then when you look at food, and I'm all about you can't out-exercise a bad diet. Food is, would you ever put water in your gas tank?
Oh, gosh, no. We'd never run.
But you've never done it, have you?
No.
See, that's funny. You know it doesn't run, but you don't do it. How very smart of you. Yet you will willingly put junk food in your body and expect your body to run at its peak and wondering why you're tired. So you put junk food in, you've started your day with a cup of coffee or a donut, and then you throw down a 5-hour energy because you're tired. Well, that's like putting water in your gas tank and go, how come my car is all stalled out? So food for me, I turn that on its side, becomes fuel only on demand, FOOD. Well, now your whole mentality about the way you feed your body becomes this different conversation. And I'm having this conversation around the country because I see it. People don't get it. And I don't think it's our fault either. I think big businesses who make a lot of money selling us stuff don't care about you and I. And I like to think outside the box. So if you start kids really young with a sugar-based, you know, food cereal, and then you give them a Pop-Tart because you don't have a whole lot of time, and you throw in some Chicken McNuggets, now you've got a sugar-based, fat-laden diet, and we go, huh, how come our kids are obese? Well, no, they'll stick them in front of a video game so they don't move. Now we feed them bad food, we ask them not to move, and we're kind of shaking our heads. Why is there an obesity problem in this country? It comes down to education and motivation. I mean, it's really simple to change this, but you got to make decisions. And so I look around and I get very sad that we don't talk to people in a real way, because then the next thing is you feed them all these bad things. Then the drug companies can't wait to get, oh, let's give you medication because we can fix that obesity with a pill or with surgery. Are you kidding me? What kind of world do we live in?
I know, and people think you're going to get a good result from a bad decision, and it doesn't work that way. You know, an error in the beginning is an error in the end, and I think what you're trying to redefine for us, and I love acronyms, I love your acronyms, is, you know, changing the way we're thinking, rewiring our mind, which rewires our feelings, which rewires our actions, and the education is so important. I think, you know, when someone understands why it's important, what the benefit is, then you just become naturally motivated, and that's so, you know, what you do is so good, because it's not only in the, okay, use the spin gym, this is how you're going to, you know, make all of these benefits come true for you in your New Year goals. It's changing the way you think. And it's that old saying, you know, catch a man a fish, he eats for a day. You know, teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. And what you're about doing is empowering people to be the best overall and change the way they're thinking and teaching them to do that overall, you know, how to fish so that every day of their life they can get the result they want. And, you know, I really appreciate you saying about, oh, well, I did my homework and all that. I love your videos. I love your website. I encourage everybody to go there because that's a Mind Vitamin Resource Center, if there ever was one, which is ForbesRiley.com. I love that video of you that has you doing all these things and meeting all these people throughout the years. It's very inspirational. But, you know, I do want to do this shameless pitch for you here because you went to the University of Rochester and you graduated in 3 years with 2 degrees. And, you know, you are a brilliant woman. And it's not only what you do on the outside, it's taking that on the inside and connecting all those dots and helping us do the same. And
well, you know what? Actually, you know, don't gloss over something. I'm going to go back because of all, you know, and it's, you just said something very interesting, and I just want to clarify. I did, in fact, go to the University of Rochester and did graduate with 2 separate degrees in 3 years. But let me share something about the little frustrated 20-year-old who graduated college. Because if I was truly smart, I would have probably approached this differently. But Rochester is really cold. Really cold. In fact, they have tunnels underground. That's how cold the snow is there. They measure it in feet, not inches, because they get so much of it. And I hate the cold, which is why I live in Florida and California. And so all I did was study. And it's kind of funny because I didn't even understand you're supposed to have a social life in college. I was just so driven to get out of school that all I did was study. And it's interesting. I didn't plan it. And I think it's important for people to know. I'm not this phenomenal genius that, oh, I've got this road, I'm going to go on it. But I always did see the light. I knew the light was there. I didn't always know how to get it. And I also want to share with people out there who are frustrated right now in whatever they're doing, that for me personally, I have never been handed or granted a thing. My parents had no money, and very often I don't get to go in the front door. People just walk in and they get that big job or they get that raise, they meet that great guy. For me, I've always had to go, and this is how I perceive my life, through the back door, through the window, into the basement. I've created it all myself because I just kept moving forward. So my advice, because we all can get very overwhelmed, we can look at successful people and go, wow, they've got everything, their life must be great. Well, let's go back to the essence of people listening. All I want people to do who look at me and who look at anyone who's kind of achieved their dream is say, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm not going to do everything. I'm going to do one thing. Because if you're in a sailboat and you change the sail 1 degree, just one little itty bit, you change one thing, you just drink more water, you make some decisions at food, you don't eat the bread, you lose a few pounds, whatever it is, you tell your spouse you love them. That 1 degree over a period of time puts you in a whole nother direction. But the big thing is most people won't even change the 1 degree. They're so stuck in their patterns and their habits, they don't change at all. And that, I think, is the biggest detriment to all of us because we get overwhelmed going, oh, I can't do all of that. My New Year's resolutions are to stop smoking, lose weight, have better relationships, and move to a different city. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Just give up the diet soda. That's all I'm asking. Do one little thing, and you will notice your life begins to change. And what's interesting is that change begets change. And that's been my experience from everyone I've ever seen. You go, wow, instead of watching the news, late at night as the last thing before I go to bed and see who's been killed and how much taxes are, I'm going to listen to an inspirational story. That's why I put inspirational quotes on my Facebook. That's why my website's filled with them. When you read these positive things, your little mind gets filled with, wow, what could I achieve? You know, Einstein and Albert Thomas Edison literally said that it took him 10,000 no's, 10,000 times he tried to make a light bulb, and it was the 10,000th first time that it actually worked. How many of us are willing to fail that much to get what we want?
I know. So I just love your analogies, and you know, I have a whole chapter in my book on successful sabotage, which is just to echo everything you said, is setting yourself up for success, putting those quotes on the bathroom mirror, anywhere that you are, maybe on a coffee maker, and it's so exciting to me to know that even though you have achieved this great level of success, you don't stop. You take your vitamins every day for your mind, for your body, and for your spirit. And I think that this is a really great thing for people to hear right now is, hey, Forbes Riley didn't just graduate from life and say, okay, that's it. No, just like you water your plants every day, you know, you're out there still doing everything every day to motivate yourself and to stay positive and to set yourself up for success. And that is such an inspiration to anybody listening. I know it is to me. And, you know, that's part of what you said in the beginning of the show. We have to reinvent ourselves. And towards that end, I wanted to talk a little bit about your spin gym because, and I see that she's in the chat room. She was in the chat room a second with Elizabeth Hamilton, who is the reason why we met, because from Best Ever You, and you're good friends with her, and she is a dynamo. She's won Mrs. Maine a number of times and all that.
Which, by the way, do a big plug for her website, because I've got to tell you, it's so exciting when I meet somebody who's even more energetic than I am, and she is out there working it every day, and her website is a wonderful community for like-minded people. I contribute to her website. A lot of great professionals do. It's called besteveryou.com, and she is just a light, and I'm just going to put that out there. I hope she's listening, but I hope a lot of women are listening going, wow, where can we find a community that inspires us? We've helped a lot of people on our fitness challenge lose weight, get inspired. But you know what? I will come back around to two things. One, Jack LaLanne. And if you've ever been up late at night and you see the Jack LaLanne juicer, yes, that is me standing next to him. Jack, I just had a chance to spend his 96th birthday with him at his home. Me
wow.
and my eight-year-old twins. Talk about inspiring. We woke up in the morning in his home, in the man who created the Jumping Jack's house. And what did we do? We juiced. We swam. We went to the gym in his home. Now, he's recovering from open-heart surgery, and he's still doing these things. He makes sure he sits outside in the sun for 15 minutes in the morning and the afternoon. He is the epitome. And I'm lucky enough to have met him, and my job now, truly, is to move that forward because he is, in fact, 96 years old. And so how do I spread that? Because I and my family have been so touched by one of the greatest men that ever walked this planet. That's a big responsibility. And the fact that we've sold about $1 billion worth of juicers. And, yeah, I love when people say, oh, juicing, it's a little hard to clean up. I'm like, really? You know, try cleaning up after you know, you're sick and you're not doing well. It's worth the extra 5 minutes to go to the grocery store and get a couple of fresh vegetables and juice them and just feed your body food. And then to that end, Jack also taught me, because he was one of the greatest entrepreneurs of all time. You know, your mom probably went to the Jack LaLanne Health Club. It was a very,
yeah,
you know,
my knows
and he had 35 years on a TV series. So that's been his other charge to me, Forbes, you need to create your own product. And that's how Spin Gym happened. And you know, it's funny because I've sold products in my life and I get asked every day to sell people's products, but I have never fallen in love. This is the first product that I've created, my name is on it, and my heart is behind it, and every single time that you see me, literally wherever I am in the world, I've got one on me, I wear it as a necklace, I've got one in my bag, and I'm putting it in your hands. Now, people go, well, why are you doing that? Well, if you go to YouTube and you type in my name in Spin Gym, you'll see Christine, and Christine is 14 years old, and she suffers from cerebral palsy. And you see her, I met her at a fair that I was doing. She wheeled up with her mom and said, you know, and I didn't know if she could do it, but I'm always optimistic. And she'll never walk, she'll never get out of her wheelchair, and she's got just enough strength. And on the video that she allowed me to shoot of her, she looks in the camera and said, this is the best therapy that I've ever done. And I look at her and go, well, how about all the other women who are saying, well, you know, I don't really want to do this. It's too much like work. Really? Great, strong, sexy arms with a product that fits in your hand. It fits in your pocketbook. It allows you to get a little bit of exercise, to get moving, to get resistance. And I'll tell you, this is my mission this whole year, because I want people in wheelchairs can do cardio with this. I want older folks who I sit around. I want my people who are fighting their weight to just play a little bit. Oh, yeah, I'm spin gym and I got it in my pocket. I'm revving up my metabolism. We sell it for under $30. It's so affordable. It comes with two DVDs. It comes with a cardio. It comes with abs. Comes with, you're, wow, going to do all those things? Watch the DVD. The point is, it's one of the most inventive products that I've ever encountered. And you have to remember, I spent 5 years selling every fitness product ever known to man on a series called Fit TV with Jacob Body by Jake. I've seen it all. And then I sell Rebounder on HSN, and I'm in the fitness world. There's very few, I've never seen anything like this. And I'll tell you, unless you actually put it in your hands, you would never know why. You go, why is Forbes Riley so excited about this little piece of metal with some string? Well, you got to read the reviews, see all those videos I post on YouTube, and you'll see people all over the world who've been sending me stuff going, oh, my God, you're right. This is crazy. This is the craziest exercise you've ever done.
And, you know, with the new year, we all want to be, I mean, everybody's number one new year resolution is getting fit. And, you know, the great thing about being fit and having that exercise on a regular basis, which is easy to access, like you're saying, you can bring it with you anywhere, you know, you're releasing endorphins. And that's, you know, people take antidepressants to feel better. But the natural part of our body is going to give us those feel-good, you know, natural endorphins when we're exercising and building that muscle tone, you know, and so it's just a win-win all the way around. And I know that Elizabeth just sent us out in the community for Best Ever You. She's just losing weight. She's feeling so great. And it's just a great testimony to hear you speak from the heart. Your name is on it, but your heart's behind it. I love that. I really think some of the greatest people that are successful, they make this decision to only do what they truly believe in. You know, they're not complete, you know, money is not their number one motivation, but believing in they do and always doing that with enthusiasm and sincerity is a key component that I see in super ultra successful people like yourself. No matter what other people say, no matter who tells you you can do it or you can't do it, you took an idea and you said, you know, I have an idea to create this product that's going to help someone in a unique way. And you went through the process and you made it happen.
Well, by the way, if you've watched this publicly happen, I got creamed on television. We set out last year, I don't know if you know the history of Spin Gym, but we set out on the TV series Pitchmen with Billy Mays and Anthony Sullivan, and we did an hour episode, and it was incredibly unsuccessful. And I was pretty much warned at the end of that show by both of those gentlemen that I should give it up and go move on to something else, for it. Stick with what you know. You know how to be a host. Give it a rest. And then it aired, the TV show aired, and people all over said all these horrible things about me. Because on the show, what's interesting about reality TV is it's not all what you think, but I said very clearly, I don't want to put my name on a piece of plastic crap that we sell for $9.99. Well, they took out the word plastic, and all it says, I wouldn't put my name on something that sold for $9.99, and all these people said, well, Forbes won't sell anything that's cheap. And I'm like, well, you didn't quite get it right. What I wanted to do was sell a quality piece of product, not make it out of plastic, not make it all the junk that you see at CVS is sold on TV, and you go, man, this is just crap. Why did I buy it? So I set out to sell a very quality product. And what's interesting, so now I had to mortgage my house. I had to mortgage my kids' $529, their education, everything, to get my first order because nobody believed that we could sell anything. I mean, we started so far behind the eight ball. But my husband looked at me, and he saw something he's never seen before because I've never stepped up to the plate like this. And said, you know what, we're going to risk everything. I have a vision. I have a dream. And he was like, here's our checkbook, here's our house, go for it. And we launched on HSN, and we sold out. And we went through the roof because I know when I can get one-on-one with my audience, with my women, look them square in the eye and say, look, I believe in this with my whole heart. I'll stand behind this. You can return it. If you don't love it, return it. But you got to try this. And it has been a year, this entire year has been me saying that sentence over and over and over again. And there's some days people still say, you know, I don't really get it. And then there's other people going, Forbes, you changed my entire life. Case in point, and I don't do this for the money. That's the other thing. Do I love money? Absolutely. It buys nice houses and nice cars, but that's not what motivates me. So I just met with a huge investor. We were actually in Vegas, and he just met me yesterday in Tampa. We're in Vegas. We're at a hotel, and there were these people at another table who just wanted to know what the heck we were doing, what Spin Gym was, could they try it. And he said to me, he said, Forbes, you kind of stopped our meeting where I'm going to give you all this money to go sell your product for $25 or $29 to these people. Why did you do that? I said, because you missed the point. I wasn't. $29 means nothing. That's not what I was doing. I'm sitting one-on-one with a human being who's getting all excited about exercise and fitness and Spin Gym and loving it and dancing with it in a restaurant. That, to me, feeds my soul, feeds my heart, gets me incredibly excited. They're going to spend their day telling everyone else that they met me and they had this ridiculous experience. That excites me in a way that I can't explain.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, listen, you got me motivated. I'm convinced. I tell you, this is such a testimony for people listening. You know, Forbes didn't, it wasn't a success-only story. And I really appreciate you sharing this, you know, personal part of, you know, mortgaging the home and all these things that you had to do and people that didn't believe and you still went on and you had that support system and your husband was saying, go for it. And you knew that if you could just connect with those women that you could make a difference. And so many people give up, you know, sometimes it's darkest right before the sunrise. And what you're here to tell us and what you're here to show us and what you've experienced firsthand is if you have a vision, if you have a dream, if you have that ache in your heart, you know, don't quit. Come up with a way to reinvent that dream, to make it tangible. And I love that. I mean, people need that, especially in the new year. And, you know, yes, I'm encouraging everybody to get on HSN tomorrow and watch you and see you in action with the Spin Gym. But, you know, it's like the Armstrong. It's not about the bike. It is about the bike, and it's not about the bike. It is about the Spin Gym, and it's not. And we need more people like you to get us inspired to be the best person that we were created to be. But tell us again what time you're going to be on HSN, because it seems appropriate. We'll just segue into that before.
Well, there's a choose. You can always go to hsn.com and click on the video, so you never have to wait to watch anything on HSN. The video lives there if you type in Spin Gym. But my schedule tomorrow is I'm on at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 8 p.m. And again, here's part of the vision. The funky thing about Spin Gym is because it's so visible, you can't carry – and by the way, I do all kind of fun exercises, and I love exercises. Like I love Pilates and yoga. But you can't carry a Pilates reformer with you. You can't take a Total Gym in the bike. You know, and you can't even take a bike on a plane with you. But you can take a Spin Gym. And my hope for this year is that you're out there, you're in a restaurant waiting for your date, and you take out your Spin Gym for a couple of minutes while you're just sitting there bored. You're on an airplane and you do this. You go out for a walk. You're on a – you know, we're coming out with a new pink one for we're giving money to breast cancer. You see other people with a Spin Gym, and you go, hey, I get it. You're on this path. You're on a mission. You want to get strong. You feel empowered. And I would love them to raise it up going, yes, I do it, and I want to pass this message on. To me, Spin Gym symbolizes strength, confidence, and success. It says, I've made a decision to empower my own body, to get strong, to feel confident, to stand tall. Because I'm tired. I'm really tired of weak, small people who don't take a stand for themselves and then complain and bitch that, oh, you know, it's this. I can't achieve my dreams because I'm 15, 20 pounds, 50 pounds overweight. Are you kidding me? How many times do we have to see The Biggest Loser to realize that people need to lose 150, 200 pounds? You can't live this way. It's not fun to be trapped inside your body. I've lived my life as a fat person, as a medium fat. I was 30 to 40 pounds overweight. And I've lived my life as a fit, trim person. And I got to tell you, nothing tastes as good as thin feels or fit feels.
I love that.
But it's really
it's
true.
So money for it. You got to, hey, this is another quality on the Best People We Know radio show. Have a good sense of humor. You are so, I love it. I love it. You know,
we laugh every day. We turn up the music. We dance. We play. You know, and by the way, if you don't think I've gone through tragedy, I mean, I love when people say, oh, but my life is terrible. I went through the murder of my husband's little brother, his little in the Big Brother, Little Brother program, kind of like a foster child to us who lived with us for 12 years and was in my wedding. So I've been through the death of my parents, the murder of someone really, really close to me. I mean, who was 21 years old that I helped raise since the age he was 12. And I can give you a list, a litany of other things. You can live in that or you can move on. And my choice and my hope for people is to move on, because to live in it doesn't help you. You go through it, it's painful. But my new philosophy has to be that these bad things happen to you so that you understand the good things. Because otherwise you might not appreciate the good things. I mean, I appreciate the fact that my brother-in-law did not die in 9/11. He was a fireman whose firehouse was a quarter mile north of the World Trade Center. Everyone who went to work that day, all of our friends, are dead. He didn't go into work that day. I kind of go, you know, I get both sides of that. I have, I just started sharing this because it seems almost trite when I say it, but it's true. I had an airline ticket for Flight United 93 from Washington, D.C. to L.A. the morning of September 11th. My thinking is that the universe didn't want my sister to lose both her parents in 1 year, her husband as a fireman, and her sister on an airplane. I really do think that that's why I didn't get on the plane.
Wow.
But the other side of that is I have two beautiful little kids now, and I think we're here for a reason. And so I get up every morning and go, okay, how can I inspire? And because I might not have been here. It really was a wonderful clerk's decision. You know, the airline attendant that night when I went to the airport in New York, my mom had passed away, and it was September 10th. And rather than go from New York to Washington, where I already had my ticket, she said, you know, we'll just reroute you through Denver. What did that woman do for me? You ever bitch that you didn't get on a plane or that you missed something or you were late for something? God damn it, and you spend the whole day frustrated. What if you didn't get there because you weren't supposed to be there? Because if you'd gone that direction, it might not have worked out. So every time those things happen, I step back and go, okay, just enjoy. You know, maybe I didn't get to go to that party. I didn't go down there. I didn't get that job. I got fired. Take it as an opportunity because you don't know. And shame on you for thinking that you do know. Oh, my life is horrible. I don't have a job. Well, you know what? Maybe this is the time that you volunteer to help children because you're not stuck in an office. There are ways to create your life, but you've got to do it. You've got to take ownership.
Wow. I tell you, it's just like hit the replay button, recycle the happiness. People listening, you're going to want to share this show with your friends. Download it on iTunes, recycle these mind vitamins. I mean, you know, the things that you're sharing, especially the 9/11, I mean, we would never know these things. It's unbelievable. And I love what you're about with the good things, focusing on what you have. You don't know what you don't know. You know, this is a new way of thinking and a paradigm. And obviously it's working because you're a testimony to all that. And I think that when you start talking about living your life in a place of gratitude, do you see that as one of the key ingredients to you living peaceful, purposeful, and happy for who you are today?
I always tell people, if you are unhappy with your life, then stop it and go help somebody else. The best thing that you can do for your heart and for your soul is to touch another's life. And it's simple. There are so many people who need help. And I just went, there's a homeless shelter up here, a women's homeless, and all I did this winter, I didn't have a whole lot of time, I just went through my closet and my makeup and my jewelry, and I cleaned it out, and I just gave it to them. And the look on their face, they're like, hey, you know, would you come back and do a spin gym class with us? Even the listeners, I mean, when I get emails, somebody tells me I changed their life. When I look at Christine, who's in a wheelchair, who's got my picture on her Facebook page. Are you kidding me? You can't buy this stuff. In fact, I just had another kid. I'm on my picture's on his Facebook, and not as a picture, but as a profile photo. There's a little guy named Mikey. He's a young man who lost 50 pounds, came on the new Jack LaLanne Juicer show that we did. And he's got my picture of me and Jack as his profile photo. When you can touch somebody's life and you make a difference, and then people say, well, how can I make a difference? Really? Do you see a homeless person on the street? Do you go down to a children's hospital and read to kids? What the littlest thing that you can do will get you out of your own personal crap, because we all walk around with, oh, woe is me. Oh, baloney. Most of us don't need half the stuff that we've got. We can all live a whole lot cheaper. And I'm not saying go be Gandhi or Mother Teresa, but do something. Remember when I started out, that one little change, one little degree makes a big difference. When you touch someone else's life and you make their life a little better, your life changes. and you don't even know how, but the universe goes, aha, that person is no longer self-centered and focused on them. They are a giving individual. And when you give, you get. When you clean out your closet, new stuff comes in. When you give away things that you thought were oh so precious, something better comes in. Oh, my God, if you live that way, you can't wait to... Oh, I mean, I'm the one, when you go through security in an airport, you ever see a new mom who's got a baby and all of her luggage and stuff? You see people going, oh, my God, you know, they're complaining it's taking too long. I'm the first one to say, hey, give me the baby. Can I help you? Can I carry the stroller? And they're like, why are you doing that? I'm like, well, why wouldn't I? Aren't we human? Aren't we all on the planet to do this, to help each other? Find a way, and I know it sounds so trite, but the movie Pay It Forward just said it all to me. Pay it forward every day. Do one thing for someone else for nothing. You don't want money. You don't want a thank you. You don't even want people to know you did it. Just do it for your soul and trust that the universe is smart enough and big enough and gracious enough to reward you.
Oh, my gosh. Forbes, I am just overwhelmed. What a great – you are just getting us off to the perfect start for 2011, and I want to just invite anybody who has a question for Forbes. You just, as you dial into the 347-637-1318, you hit 1 for the host, me, and then I'll get you on air with Forbes, and you can ask her a personal question, and I know she'll be happy to answer anything that you may ask, or you can just write it in the chat room, because I know we have people in there as well. You can type that up, and I'll share that with Forbes. You know, I one of the things that, you know, I love to talk about on this show, and it's just so inspirational, and I think that you already started this. You know, people think that celebrities, you know, that they're somehow exempt from that pain or suffering or trials and tribulations, and that every day is a rainbow. And, you know, what I hear you saying is that, you know, you've had the death, you've had murder, you've had so many challenges and people and obstacles, and you every day went out and still made it happen. How do you start your day? Is there some sort of, could you tell us, you know, if we could get in the mind of Forbes Riley. Oh, and we have a question, so I'm going to segue to that. But if, you know, I think it's really important to, you know, help us. What do you say? What's the first thing you say in a day? How does your day unfold? And what's the self-talk that you have, or any type of maybe a spiritual practice or some sort of philosophy that you use to help you stay the brilliant shining star that you are? But I have a call from 843. Could you take a question, Forbes?
Oh, you know I can. I mean, I'm kind of
okay.
An open book.
You are awesome. And we have you on the air, 843, if you have a question for Forbes. Go ahead.
Good morning, Deb, and good morning, Forbes.
Good morning. Who is this?
My name is Gary. I live
Hi,
in
Gary.
Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of working out, and at the gym, I'm definitely inspired by you. Every day is a battle to get there. But do you travel to gyms, you know, guest speaking and demoing some of your – well, all your products. I know you have the new Spin
Gym.
Well,
yeah, you know, it's funny, Gary. I do. In fact, what's really funny about your conversation is I was just through the beautiful state of South Carolina. I drove all the way up with my kids to Washington, D.C., and we stopped this time in Savannah, Georgia, which is an amazing city I'd never been to. Mm-hmm. We drove through South Carolina. I think we had lunch there, and we ended up in North Carolina at the Great Wolf Lodge. But to answer your question, this particular year, I am devoting myself to speaking in gyms and traveling and promoting, you know, certainly promoting Spin Gym.
Great. Well, that was, I mean, I know it's a brief question on my part, but I'm going to forward your information. I'm sure my gym probably already knows about you, but if they don't, I got your website address, and I'm going to make sure that they, you know, do know that you're available if possible. So I thank you very much, and you're very uplifting, and thank you, Deb, for all your hard work, too, in getting her here.
Well, and, Gary, I will make that commitment. Tell your gym about it. I would love to come meet you personally and do a class and do a talk, because I think if, for people who get up and get their butt to the gym, which, by the way, as you know, not so easy to do, I applaud them. I think, you know, it's funny. I just got a new little iPod shuffle because I'd lost my music for a while. And I do find that for me, the inspiration in the gym comes from having those headphones on, having that music that moves me. And the faster and the more energetic it is, the more energetic I tend to be. Between that and actually going to a class where there's other human beings interacting.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that you called. Thank you. And by the way, just reach out to us.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and have a great day, both of you.
Thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate that, and so does Forbes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, you asked me a question, Deb, about getting up in the morning and starting. I'll tell you one of the things you should start with. I think it starts with food. Now, it typically starts with thought, and I have a very positive way that I start the day.
One, I just wanted to interrupt you for 1 second because I think the cell phone, if you could just move a little bit so we could hear you a little bit more clearly.
Oh, sorry.
I
tend to walk and talk. I think I moved away from my signal.
Okay, that's good right there. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so here's one of the things that I want everyone to do if you got a piece of paper and write this down. Great way to start your morning is to get your liver moving. Well, how do you do that? There's a product called Paul Bragg, and Paul Bragg was actually Jacqueline's mentor, and his daughter runs his company, called Apple Cider Vinegar. And it's not regular apple cider vinegar. You got to go to a health food store, and it's kind of a yellow bottle with the mother in it. Don't ask what the mother is, but it's this very powerful drink. I don't drink alcohol, but I imagine that kind of look on people's faces when I see them take a shot of whiskey, that, oof, that's what you get when you drink apple cider vinegar in the morning. You take a shot of this. You follow it with some water, hot or cold. And one of the things that happens is all of a sudden you can feel your body and your organs go, oh, yeah, okay, we've kick-started, we're in gear, we're going to start burning whatever excess sugar and fat lives in our body and move forward. Most people, their first thing they do is that cup of coffee. And I don't drink coffee anymore because I don't like the roasting and how it affects my stomach. I don't mind caffeine. But that shouldn't be the very first thing that you do. Do something healthy and natural to get your body in gear. The second thing that I do, and this is my new favorite product, is called Vital Boost. And it's www.vitalboost.com, made by a wonderful holistic dentist out of New York. 72 minerals and vitamins. And yes, it's green, but it's kind of sweet. I mix it in a little bit of orange juice or grapefruit juice, and I do a little shot of that. Okay, so now what did I do? I woke up my liver, and I just fed my body nutrition. How much more of a head start do I have than everybody else?
That's great. I mean, I never heard of the apple cider vinegar. Wow.
Oh, it's brilliant. I have had more people lose weight because of this. It eats away fat. In fact,
really?
I also recommend, go online, go to Amazon. And by the way, I don't make any money off of any of this. This is just what I live to do, because the next thing I want to talk about is what I do make money off of, is that I do use my blender or my juicer every single day. I blend protein smoothies in my Health Master, or I make juice in my Jacqueline juicer, and it's weird, but people who actually come over go, wow, you really use this stuff? And my sentence back to them is, why would I not? I have access to the greatest nutrition, the best products, they're reasonably priced, and they work. So go back to the apple cider vinegar. Go, if you look on Amazon, there's an entire book devoted to what apple cider vinegar does for you. And it's a little sneaky secret of people like Clint Eastwood, Barbara Streisand. Paul Bragg's daughter lives in Santa Monica, and all the Hollywood celebrities all know about this. But here's the thing. Nobody makes any money off of it because it's, you know, you can't. I guess you could bottle it and sell it as a private product, but it's really, it's like $2 for a bottle. And it's one of the best diet secrets, and it really is a Hollywood secret.
Wow, that's really great. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be doing that right away. But I wanted to let you know there's a question in the chat room. Can we just take a small break to answer this question for Mojo Vader? And I see the smiling. So funny. I love these active shows. They're so fun. The question to you is there a best time of day that would be more effective to do the cardio and weights?
Oh, absolutely. Here's my philosophy on that, is you got to get your body up and moving. Jacqueline, 2 hours every morning. The morning is the time to get your body focused and move forward. And it's funny because I was just talking to my girlfriend. I had her call me this morning because I haven't had a lot of time to do my workout in the morning, so she's called me now an hour earlier. Yeah, do you lose a little sleep over this? Yes. But when you get your engine moving and get your whole body functioning, you want to burn your fat first thing in the morning. Now, is it not a bad idea? And that's why I like Spin Gym. At 4 o'clock, when you got that little lull and you're sitting at a desk, get up, go for a little walk, you take your 5-15-minute break, Spin Gym, so that you get a – because the problem is when you're walking, you don't do anything for your heart and your arms. That's why I like Spin Gym. Ooh, all of a sudden you're doing your cardio. You can feel you break a little sweat. 5 minutes is all you need. And then at night, if you enjoy walking, don't overdo your exercise at night because you won't sleep well. But definitely hit it in the morning.
Wow, so that's good. So, you know, I think that most people, you know, need to need to consider what time of day is better to be more effective, because we all want to be effective if we're going to exercise and work out. We want to do it at the right time.
Well, let me just share one more thing. And we just kind of, this is a big new study that came out a couple of years ago, is that we all used to think in the industry that you had to do like an hour cardio or, you know, no pain, no gain. It has actually been proven that if you can get in your 10 to 15 minutes 2 to 3 times a day, if that is your schedule, you're doing your body good, not quite as good as really, you know, kind of high intensity. But if you can get it in all throughout the day, it's kind of like a car. You know, if you run out of gas in the middle of the desert, not so good thing. If you've got a little bit of gas, it keeps you going. So don't negate the fact if you can get a little bit in. And here's the other thing. If people can't do it in the morning, they beat themselves up. Well, I didn't get it. I'm not going to do anything. Doing something is better than nothing. And again, I go back to Spin Gym. And I'll tell you, there's a doctor, Dr. Michael Richman, who's a cardiac thoracic surgeon in Beverly Hills, who contacted me and said, look, he said, I make sure every one of my patients gets one of your products. And I said, Spin Gym, really? You're a big doctor. Why would you say? He said, because I see heart patients, overweight people, every day in my office. They fly in all over the world. They don't do anything. And then this may be a slam on my product, but he said, your product is better than doing nothing. I'm like, you know, I'll take that.
Yeah, so, you know, this idea that, oh, well, if I can't do it perfectly, I'm not going to do it at all. Just that's one of the dump the junk things we have to get rid of in the new year. Because, you know, no matter what you do, that little bit, there's so many, you know, grains of sand on the beach. And if you just do a little bit of exercise every day, start out with that cardio in the morning, do what you can. And, you know, if you can get the gym weights in the afternoon, if you can do all that, that's great. But if not, at least be doing something. And the Spin Gym, you can take it with you, which makes it, you know, a lot easier. So what you're saying is that you have to set yourself up for success. You know, the apple cider first thing in the morning, that's a great apple cider vinegar. That I'm going to have to try that tomorrow. Take that Vital Boost, whatever it is, or whatever the vitamins are, and then get some exercise in, and that's how you start your day. And then what unfolds for the rest of your day? Any other tips to keep the momentum going?
Okay, there's one. Okay, so one more tip moving forward. Most people don't get enough good protein in their body. And I was just having this conversation yesterday. I don't know why the American diet has to be eggs, bacon, pancake, and French toast. You know, in other countries, they have fish for breakfast. So one of the things that I've fallen in love with, and you can get this, by the way, if you go to my website. And again, why did I put it on my website? Because I love it. There's a protein powder out there that's changed everything for my family. It's called Visalus. Now, Visalus, if you stick that protein powder next to all the others on the market and on the shelf at GNC, this one has 90 calories. Most others start at 200 and up. This one has 5 grams of fiber, less than 1 gram of sugar, 12 grams of protein per serving. Like, wait a second, 90 calories. And if you mix that with almond milk, which has only like 60 calories per serving, you can have an entire meal replacement for less calories than all the fattening things that you do, but your nutrition is there. Well, one of the things, so I started, and actually Vitalis is a company that I work with. I love these guys. Because the product tastes like cake mix, the Forbes diet doesn't like to cheat, guess what? This is the sweetest, most delicious. And I will actually, I'll send you a sample because this is one of those things you just got to try. People send me all kinds of stuff. I've had protein powder sitting on my shelf for 10 years. I don't like them. And I don't do what I don't like. So if it tastes like chalk or it tastes pasty, I'm not going to do it. This thing, and I had it this morning, I look forward to this. This is like that old-fashioned milkshake that you're like, oh, my kids every morning start out with a protein shake. Why are my 8-year-old children the tallest in their class, super healthy? We haven't gotten sick this holiday season. I don't know that we're going to. If you feed your body and you keep it strong, guess what? You don't get as sick. So that's one of my other suggestions. It also makes a great thing at night. Rather than having that piece of cake, you put a little, they have a little chocolate powder thing that you add to it for 5 calories. It's sweet, delicious, and satisfying. So that's one of my personal secrets. That's been for the last 8 months, I think. I found this, and I am supremely happy that I did because now I have a go-to food. When I need a little something sweet, most people go for the candy bar. I go for this protein shake.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. I mean, I obviously need something because I tell you, this cold is killing me, and me without a voice is—it's killing me. Painful. Because I
okay. Also, emergency. Have you taken your emergency?
I have been taking C like no tomorrow. I'm telling you.
Okay.
So,
well, here's another thing. By the way, you know when you set fighting a cold is one element, but building up your immune system and keeping your vitamins and your minerals. Because here's a couple things that we forget as people. Well, you're stressed out every day. You've got to pay your bills. You want to do your radio show. You want to look glamorous for somebody who's important in your life. Put a lot of stress on yourself. Well, that depletes your adrenals. And I go back to the water in the gas tank. What have you done to feed your organs, to keep them working at their optimum? Have you fed your organs? By the way, that's what Vital Boost does. When you have 72 vitamins and minerals that you're sticking into a little glass of orange juice and you're upping your nutrition, if you're just popping a one-a-day vitamin, you're not doing it. If you're not eating clean, good protein, you're not doing it. And so, of course, you're going to get sick. The disease can't wait to fall into a mucus-laden, you know, fat situation. Strong, healthy people stay that way. Now, by the way, I'm not saying this is a cure for cancer or any other disease, you know. Everybody can get sick and everyone can get stricken down. But the healthier you are, the better the gas you put in your car, the better it runs 365 days a year. My kids say to me, I'm a very big proponent of no dairy. My kids don't drink milk. Well, don't you think I'm the weird mom at school? Mom, everyone thinks that you're strange, you know. Milk is great for you. And I said to my kids, do you ever get earaches? And they're like, no. I said, do you ever get sick? And they're like, no. I said, because milk, one of those things is it causes mucus. Milk is designed for little cows to grow into huge 2,000-pound cows in a matter of 2 years. No other animal drinks milk after it weans off its mother. We drink milk because we've got a dairy lobby that is so powerful, they put celebrities on a magazine with a little thing saying, got milk. So,
listen, I'm a big dairy person. That's probably one of my issues. I love
big, okay, what do you eat that's dairy?
Oh, I love a good glass of milk, and I love cheese. Oh, I'm a cheese.
Okay,
fan.
Have you tried any milk substitute? Almond milk, soy milk, rice milk, any of those?
Never.
Okay, this is my charge to you. You're sick. You got to listen to me. I'm not the one with the cold. Go try almond milk. If it tastes as good, do a little research, and you tell me if it's not more nutritious for you. That could be your 1 degree change. I see you got 2 degrees. You can do apple cider vinegar, a little bit of Vital Boost, Spin Gym. Oh, you got like 16 things to do. But
you've given
me
a homework assignment, Forbes. I'm telling you, every time I talk to you, I'm going to be like reinvented into some sort of real bombshell here. It's going to be great.
But wouldn't you just love that? That one little change. And by the way, they've made almond milk so available now, you can get it right next to your regular milk. It's less calories, no mucus. It's
wow.
A nut. It's so much healthier for you. All right, give me one more thing in your body that we need to change. What else do you do? Do you eat a lot of pasta?
I'm not a big pasta person.
Okay, what's your
downfall?
Don't
do a lot of pasta.
Okay. Sandwiches?
On the rush, on the go, yeah.
Okay. You know, a rush, here's one more decision, and I don't know how much time we've got. I don't want to preach to everybody.
Well, you know, we only have 3 minutes, so I want to make sure we get all the links. Yeah, can you look at my dogs in the background are going, no way, we had so much fun. How did that go so fast? I'm going to put you on the spot and invite you back again. I hope you're going to come back again and share more things, because we have to have a follow-up when I've practiced your plan with my Spin Gym and my apple cider vinegar and my almond milk. And
well, wouldn't that be funny? So you know what? Give me a date. Give your listeners a date, because I would love to see, and you and I will email each other. And I'm hoping that people, because one of the things that we talk about at Visalus is a 90-day challenge. Give yourself 90 days and see if the things that we're talking about don't make a huge difference in your life. And these are simple changes. But it would be fun to do a recap and, you know, see if the homework assignment actually works.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm definitely up for being a guinea pig on that, because it's all good results. And I can keep a little diary. We can be it'll be like the before and after, you know. I mean, that'll be awesome. So we'll definitely set a date, and I'll let the listeners know and put it out on an email blast. I've had so much fun today. I mean, I tell you, you are just a dynamo, and you are an inspiration to everybody. And you really, you're so authentic, and you're so genuine, and you have so many talents, and you're just so humble to share them all with us. And, you know, I feel better just knowing that we had this time together, the old Carol Burnett.
Are you going to start singing and bling and wiggling your ear for me? Well, you know what, I just want to wish, you know, everybody a happy new year. Start out, make a couple of wonderful changes in your life, help some people, and really start making the world a better place just by being a better person.
Yeah, and you definitely are doing that. And let's thank again Elizabeth Hamilton, who connected us, and she has a wonderful website, besteveryou.com, and she also has a phenomenal blog talk radio show, Best Ever You. So make sure you check out and support Elizabeth, because she's just an amazing, she's another one of the Best People We Know Club members. So we want to make sure we plug for all those people. So I just want to thank everybody for joining today. And
tune in tomorrow, HSN in the morning.
Yeah, what was that?
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, HSN. I will be live preaching from you on the television wearing a skimpy little fitness outfit, which is hard to do at 50. And make sure you check out Spin Gym. I'd love to hear your listeners all around the country say, you know what, this little thing is actually making a difference in my life, and you can find it at spingym.com.
Yeah, and I'm going to be calling in. If you're going to be on with Colleen, I'm going to, like, talk to both of you and get my Spin Gym, so I'm going to be there. You know, so tomorrow, HSN, your website, book, so many ways to connect with you. 10 seconds. I just want to thank you again, Forbes. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for being in the chat room. God bless you, and be the best person you were created to be. Thank you, and we'll see you on another show of Best People We Know later this week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.